Hello, my name is John Bartlett, and this is the first of my podcasts, which I've called Poetry from Beyond the Estuary. Now, I live on an estuary, and I've written a book called Estuary. And for me, that idea of estuary does contain ideas for our times. The times we're living in now, which is a time of really great revolution, is that feeling of being swept down a stream or a creek towards the ocean, down towards the estuary, out of control, and just going with the flow. Sweeping out to the ocean and looking towards the beyond the ocean, beyond the distant sea, towards some more hope when things might change and be better. And I think there's lots of optimism too, despite the difficulties we're living in, where we can look out hopefully towards the future, where we might live in a more compassionate and just world. Poetry for me is a spiritual experience, really. It helps me articulate the words and the feelings of the times, and also to be able to articulate a more hopeful future. So I'm going to be just reading some of my poetry and poetry of other people too, and sharing with you these ideas, and I hope that it's something that finds a place with you as well. The first poem I want to read is taken from my collection, The Arms of Men, which was released last year. And this poem is called Wetlands. The day you left home, I drove to the wetlands searching for egrets, seeking out their persistent faith in survival, their resistance to loss. Those patient Shurimo egrets, held captive for thousands of years, then released from a Chinese screen, stabbing and spearing, determined to survive until evening. Only when I returned home and you were still gone, did I fall down, poured out like water flowing across wetlands, unstoppable. Now, I'd also like to share with you another poem, which is a totally different mood, really, and a poem I just found today from a poet called John Watson, and this is part of the Picaro Poets selection of poetry from Ginninderra Press in Adelaide. And this poem of John Watson, it's a fun poem, really, called A Deplorable Lapse. Recently in the gallery of recent work by an eminently wise and humorous sculptor, I was studying a compelling conjunction of found objects when I chanced to hear the artist's mother addressing two visitors to the gallery. I listened, expecting to hear aesthetic discourse pertaining to the role of the found object in the 21st century art. Instead, and imagine my disbelief, I heard clearly enunciated and repeated, potato, then eggplant, then mince, then potato, then eggplant, then a cheese sauce. I was, as I have already intimated, dismayed. It was as if Whistler's mother was discovered on closer inspection to be watching television. Moussaka is all very well, but is it art? Okay, that's enough probably from my first podcast. I'm still finding my way. And I'd love to hear your reactions too, and perhaps the poems that have helped you and can inspire you. So until next time, goodbye.